On today's episode of the Yaesu, the radio show podcast, we're going to be talking about it's going to be a two-part series talking about the SCU cabling kits needed for WiresX PDN and HRI modes. That's for today, Thursday, April 25th, on the Yaesu, the radio show podcast. And welcome, everybody, to the Yaesu, the radio show podcast. I'm your host, John Crook. Thank you for joining me on the podcast today. We are back. We have changed things up slightly, ever so slightly on there. And the way we've changed it up slightly is we're going to start bringing you the podcast now on Thursday. We're going to bring you the podcast on Thursday as compared to how they used to be brought on Monday. Now, a lot of people said, well, why did you change it, John? Well, for a couple reasons, we are now going ahead and doing the Facebook question of the week on social media there, and that's usually posted on Mondays here, but then that also gives us a chance to kind of have a podcast related to the question of the week on there. So now we moved it to Thursdays. So if you're normally, if you're kind of starting out the week with listening to podcasts, we're going to have to kick it back here a little bit. And what is today's episode about? Well, today's episode is part one of a two-part series on using the SCU cabling kits for PDN operation. That's right, using the SCU cabling kits for PDN operation. A lot of people have questions about that, so we're going to answer a lot of those questions here today. And the first one we're going to start talking about is the SCU57 kit. That's going to be for the handhelds. Next week's episode, going to be talking about the SCU58 kit, which deals with the mobile radios on there. But before we jump in to the show today, it's always a good chance to take a time and remind everybody about where can you get the equipment that we are talking about today. Where can you get the great Yaesu radios? Where can you get those great accessories, the accessories that you need today, such for example, the SCU57 kit? That is through our authorized Yaesu dealers. We can't stress the authorized Yaesu dealers enough. We hear so many unfortunate horror stories about people buying through online services or stuff like that, and it turns out that they're not authorized Yaesu dealers. Then they don't get the guarantee that it's great, authentic Yaesu radios with that standard 3-year warranty. And you know that you're going to get the support of trained authorized Yaesu dealers. That's correct. If they're an authorized Yaesu dealer, they will be able to answer a question for you. And if they can't, guess what? These dealers are going to contact us. They're going to say, hey, John, hey, Yaesu, we have a customer that has this question. Non-authorized dealers are going to give you the wrong answer. You don't know what you're going to get. You don't know if you're going to get a used radio, a new radio, a resold radio, a radio from even the wrong region. So that's why we always go ahead and stress, contact our authorized Yaesu dealers. Need to find a dealer? Go out to our Yaesu.com website, click on find a dealer or locate a dealer, drop down there, enter your information, and you'll find the nearest authorized Yaesu dealer. Alrighty, so anyways, as we were talked about, today's episode is going to be about the SCU57 cabling kit. Now, this is the kit that is needed to operate a handheld radio, which could be the FT2, the FT3, or the FT5. Those are the only three radios they're going to be able to operate in WiresX PDN mode. Alrighty, these kits, okay, are needed. And they're needed to do it properly. Some people say, well, I have a cable that's a USB cable, this and this and this and this. It's not going to do that. And we're going to kind of touch on this. In order to properly and be a good PDN or HRI user, I said HRI, not HRI 200, but HRI user for PDN operation, you need to have this full kit. And you need to use all the cables in the kit. And you also need to do a few other things on there too. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So the first thing, let's talk about what's included in this kit. Now, the kit, as we call it, the SCU57 kit, is in essence four items on there. The first item is going to be the SCU55 cable. Now that is going to have the USB plug on the end that goes obviously into your computer. And then it's going to have the port that plugs into the side of, once again, either FT2, FT3, or FT5. Those are the only radios that can do the WiresX PDN functionality. Those are only radios. Only. Even though the 2 and the 3 are out of production, they could still be used with PDN functionality. In addition, it's going to come with the CT44 adapter. Now, what that CT44 adapter does is it takes and allows you to plug into the side of the radio, and then it's a short little dongle, and then it's going to go ahead and have two different size, a 2.5 millimeter and a 3.5 millimeter jack on that dongle. So it splits it out from a universal jack to a two-port jack. Then, in addition to that, there's going to come two cables. They're audio cables. One's going to be a 3.5 millimeter to 3.5 millimeter, and another one's going to be a 2.5 millimeter to the 3.5 millimeter. What you do is we're going to talk about later, one is going to be used for audio, one is going to for speaker audio, and one's going to be used for mic audio. This is going to be really critical and important for you to understand, because if you don't have the right cables correctly hooked up, you're A, not going to hear things correctly, B, people are not going to hear you correctly, or C, you're going to have audio blown around the computer that's causing different issues on there. Now, we always have to put out a disclaimer when we're talking about it. We don't know what type of audio, connections, cables, speakers, microphones, anything like that, that your computer has. We don't. When we designed the equipment at Yaesu and the design, the process, we designed it with a computer or a home computer. Let's call it a tower PC or something that has a separate mic and a separate speaker and microphone on chair. Some laptops and even some newer computers have a Uni jack on there where it's a combination speaker and microphone jack, okay? You have to mitigate that on your own. We can't mitigate that for you. And there's no way we can go ahead and make that one cable, because as you see and listen to the podcast today, you'll see there's going to be times where you're not going to use both cables, and there's going to be times where you're going to use both cables. So there's no way to kind of filter them out. It has to be done this way. I know people say it doesn't, but it does. It really does. So let's jump in to understanding. Now, we're not going to cover this in depth, but we do have to touch on it because some people do get confused on it. When you have your desire to do your PDN or HRI node mode, okay, you do have to download the WiresX software. It is the same WiresX software that you would use for using an HRI 200. So whether you're doing HRI 200 mode or PDN mode or HRI mode, that is the same software. It's totally the same software. People call in right all the time saying, hey, where's my PDN software? I need to look at it. I only see the software for the HRI 200. It's the same software, folks. The software itself will recognize if it's an HRI 200 or if it's a PDN mode of some sort on there. It automatically does that for you. So it's the same software. You have to download that. However, the drivers you're going to go ahead and be using for PDN HRI operation, not HRI 200, I have to stress that, is going to be located in the files section of the radio. So for example, you're going to need to download the Prolific driver for the cable. It is a different driver than the one you would use for the HRI 200. Alrighty. Once again, can't stress that enough. Download the driver first before you plug anything in. Download the software for WiresX. Then, when you get to the part, then load in your drivers, okay, or the cable. What happens is people will plug in the cable, and what happens, just like any computer stuff happens, the computer tries to find the best driver that it thinks it's there. Now, WiresX software and stuff like that is a sound program. It's really a sound program, so it looks for audio things. So that's another kind of thing that we're not going to touch on here, but just keep that in mind. You want to make sure that it's pulling the right audio COM port, for sake of a better term. So what we're going to do is we're going to start off with PDN. Now, PDN stands for Personal Digital Node on there. And what you're going to see is this is only going to require the one cable. That's going to be the SCU55 cable. That is the USB-only cable. Now, the reason the SCU55 cable is only used is because when you're in PDN mode, i.e. personal digital node, you are only able to communicate with other digital stations, okay? What do we mean by digital stations? We mean by people that are only using their HRI 200 or their PDN radios in digital mode only, alrighty? I want to go ahead and kind of once again talk about, we're not going to be talking about Wires X software here, okay? That's different. We're talking about this, the physical cables, what you need. Because when you need those proper cables, this is key. I just can't stress this enough. It's key. But once again, you're going to be only talking to digital stations. So the audio, digital audio, travels down that USB cable only. This is fine, and this is not a problem, once again, for digital-only stations. If you are planning to, in any way, shape, or form, talk to non-digital stations, so analog stations, mixed modem, stuff like that, you cannot use PDN. You cannot. You need to use the HRI mode, okay? So many people will try to use PDN mode improperly, okay? It's only for talking to other digital stations. Once again, all you need for that, then, is to plug in the SCU55 cable. Now, if you catch it on, you're saying, well, with the 57 kit, what's the 55 cable? Well, the 55 cable is that actual USB cable that comes as part of that kit. Now, some of you may go ahead and say, John, I have the SCU19 cable. Is it the same thing? It is and it isn't, okay? On the SCU55 as well as the 19, you'll see there's like a little blurp, a bubble it almost looks like. In there, there is a conversion chip, okay? With that conversion chip, the 19s worked on Windows 10 and older versions of Windows. The SCU55 cable works on Windows 11, Windows 10, and older versions of Windows. The current drivers on the wire, the Yaesu website, underneath the Files tab for the radio, work with either the SCU55 or the SCU19. The big difference between the two cables is going to be strictly 100% related to what OS you have operating on your computer. If you have Windows 10 or older, you can use the 55 or the 19. If you have the Windows 11, we can only guarantee that the SCU55 is going to work with Windows 11. That is going to be that setup on there, okay? That's that. Now, we're not talking about booting up the radio or anything like that. We're just talking about operation of the cables right now. So bear with me on there. Now, that once again deals with PDN operation. SCU55 between radio and computer. That's all you need. This is going to be regardless if you're using direct or access point. So let's take a moment here to refresh what direct and access point means. Direct means that you are using the handheld as somewhat of a speaker microphone, for sake of a better term, right? You have your computer, you have the cable plugged into your radio. You're going to be listening to the speaker for any Wires X traffic on the radio that comes down. You're going to push the PTT button and use the microphone of the radio to talk down to the Wires X network. That's what direct means. Access point now. Access point means just that. It's an access point. It's an RF access point. In that case, you are going to need to use another radio, and it must be a Fusion radio, to talk from that Fusion radio. It could be a mobile, could be handheld, whatever, talks to that radio, acting as that access point. So it's just a transmitter and receiver. That's what it is when you're in when you're in access point mode. Okay, we'll get to HRI PDN difference in a moment. So just remember those two things because a lot of people get confused on what it is. Some people say, well, I need to use another radio. When do I do that or not? Once again, direct uses the speaker and microphone of the radio. Access point requires you to use another radio in Fusion mode to talk to that radio. That's the big difference on there, and I hope people understand that. Now, before we move on, some people may say, John, I want a reference article to this. How can I have a reference? If you're watching on our YouTube thing, I'm showing some pictures on it. Where are you getting those pictures from? Go to our Yaesu.com website. Yaesu.com, click under products, click digital. Go over to the HRI 200, click on there, and on the landing page in that file section, you will see the Wires X manual. Okay, that Wires X manual, you download it, take it a lot of pages, but it's going to have all the answers to the questions you need for setting things up. And I can't stress that enough. People always get confused. How do I know how to do this? How do I know how to do this? I hate to say it, but you got to read the manual on this thing, folks. Once again, Yaesu.com. upper left-hand corner, go ahead and hover over products. Going to do a drop-down menu. Click on digital. Along the scrolling top bar, as you see it right now, you'll go ahead and be able to click on the HRI 200 picture, and then that will take you to that landing page. Click on the files tab, and you'll be able to download that manual. That manual is in a PDF form, and I tell you what, I tell this to newest people, all of our manuals in PDF form. Download it, save it on a share drive, save it on a hard drive, save it on a jump drive, whatever you got to do to save that radio there, okay? That's what I'm telling you to do, and that's what is going to go ahead and let you have 24/7 access to that manual. Best part is, guess what? If we update the manual, we update and then put the updated version of that manual on there, so you'll always be able to have a fresh manual. Once again, yaesu.com for your manual information. Alrighty. Now let's talk about HRI operation. So before we go into HRI operation, we kind of touched on it. PDN, personal digital node, digital only. HRI is digital or analog stations. So HRI, human radio interface, allows you to talk to digital or analog stations. Back in the day when Wires X first came out, there was no digital only. There is digital only now because people want it. But some people still want to talk into mixed mode rooms. So if your room or your node is not digital only, you will need to use the HRI. If you try to connect to a digital node or room that's a digital only, and let's back that up. If you're in PDN, this is a better way to describe it. If you're in PDN and you're trying to connect to a non-digital only room, you're going to get errors. It's going to error out. It's going to say can't connect, can't connect, can't connect. But when you're in HRI mode, you can connect to digital-only rooms, and you can connect to mixed mode rooms, which are digital and analog. But there's two types of operation, once again, for HRI mode. That's going to go ahead and be direct operation or access point. So direct operation is just like PDN direct operation. We're using the speaker and the microphone of the radio to talk down the Wires X network. However, you need to have an additional cable set in this case. So not only do you need the SCU55 or 19 cable between the radio and the computer, but this time you're going to have to take the CT44, plug it in to the side of the radio, and then you are going to use the gray cable, which is a 3.5 millimeter. You're going to only use the gray cable in direct mode, HRI direct mode. Why? Because the direct cable, the direct mode for HRI splits the audio path down there. You have the digital stations, which will receive the audio going down the USB cable, the SCU55 cable. Okay. You will have the analog users, which are going to be receiving your analog portion. So the microphone picks up the analog. That's going to send it out the CT44, which is that little dongle that splits into two. That gray cable coming off that CT44 is the speaker. And that gray cable is going to go to the mic in on your computer. Okay? So the SCU55 connects just like you did in PDN. But now, once again, we add the CT44 into the radio. The gray cable only from the CT44 to the microphone input on your PC. Now, you have to also understand a couple of other things. When you are in direct mode for access point, direct mode for HRI, not access point, and that's what I meant to say, not access point, you are going to receive the audio from digital stations, okay, through the handheld itself. The speaker of the handheld is going to do digital stations. The analog stations are going to come through your PC speakers. Okay? Let me repeat that. HRI, direct mode. We talked about the cables. The audio, you're going to hear digital stations through your handheld. You're going to hear analog stations through your PC. That's the way it is, folks. That's the way it is. There's no audio route for analog to come down the USB. Okay? That's why it is. And direct, you're in front of the PC anyways. Alrighty? Now, a lot of people say that because they're like, well, why is it working this way? Why is it happening this way? Because in direct, you're basically making it a glorified speaker microphone. That's the only way I can kind of describe it. Now, it's important to add that cable on there when you're in direct mode. If you're in HRI direct mode and you're in a mixed mode room and you do not use the CT44 cable and that speaker cable going out of the CT44 into the microphone, analog stations will not hear you. They will hear a dead carrier. That's how it's going to be. So what will happen is if you yourself listening right now are in HRI direct mode, and I am a digital user and we're in the same room, I'm going to hear you. You're going to hear me. You're going to hear me through your handheld on the speaker. Okay. If I am an analog user and you are using the proper cable setup, I will hear you through my radio, and you will hear me through your PC speakers. But if you take away that CT44 and you're in HRI mode direct and don't have that audio for analog route, CT44 to the mic in on your PC, digital users will hear you fine, but the analog users are going to hear a dead carrier. Their radios will literally key up like it's receiving something, right? But it's going to be dead silence, like a dead key. That is considered improper or not proper WiresX usage etiquette, okay? Hands down, it's not going to be. Now, let's go to the access point, alrighty? HRI access point. Once again, with that access point, what are we doing? Well, what we're doing is we're taking our handheld in this case, and we're making it an RF access point. So we're going to talk about cables first, and then we're going to talk about setup of the radio. Now, when you are using it in an access point, we're still going to have that SCU55 or 19 cable going from the radio to the laptop. Then you're going to have that CT44 cable coming out of the side of the radio. Now you're going to have both cable sets. You're going to have that gray one, which goes to the 3.5 millimeter jack on the CT44 to the microphone input on the laptop or PC. You're going to take that black cable now, the black audio cable, plug the 2.5 millimeter into the CT44, and you're going to have that go into the speaker on your laptop or your PC. Now, what does this do? Well, when you're an access point, you're once again, you're using another radio to talk to it. We're going to cover that in a minute, so hold tight. You're using your radio to talk to that radio. Now, see, the SCU55 or 19 cable is going to do all the digital audio again, transmit and receive. But that CT44 with those two audio cables, that is going to be your gateway to the analog users going into your PC. And now the other cable is going to be pushing the audio from the analog users into your radio. So it has to have those two separate audio paths. Then it's going to transmit or receive on your radio that has the access point. So once again, you're going to need a separate radio that can only be Fusion. And this is where people get kind of confused. They're like, well, wait a minute. If I have, let's say, an FT70, and I'm talking an access point to the FT5, and if I'm talking from my 70 in Fusion to the FT5 and it's receiving it in Fusion, how is it going ahead and doing the analog? Well, that's the miracle of Yaesu System Fusion technology, the transcoding, okay? That FT5 device, or the 2 or the 3, is basically saying, okay, I'm receiving a Fusion signal, I'm going to continue to send it digitally down the SCU cable, or we have analog users, so I'm going to convert it to analog and send it down the CT44 route, okay? That's how it works. If you don't have those cables set up correctly, folks, you don't have the gray going from the CT44 to the microphone in, and you don't have the black coming from the CT44 going to the speaker out on your laptop or PC, you're not going to hear those analog stations. You're not. So you do need to use those proper cables. 9 times out of 10, when we get calls about people using HRI operation, they have issues with, once again, the direct, because they don't know that the audio, analog audio, comes out of the speakers on the PC, or they're using a direct cabling setup for an access point operation. So, no, you need that proper cable setup on there. Now, one other thing I want to touch on that that a lot of people may or may not be aware of is that when you are using it in HRI mode, you need to turn on the audio feed for analog, okay? That is going to be in the manual there that I want to stress about, but that is a feature where you need to toggle it on and off in there, and you'll see a little star on the display. Now, the reason you need to toggle that on and off is because that will actually turn on the audio coming out of your device going into the PC. So you can actually turn on the analog audio out of the radio into the PC. You can turn that on and off. So that's another key step that you have to be aware of. Now, what I want you to do is this is kind of, just covering the cabling operation. We're not covering here anything about how when you power on the radio, how to power into those modes and everything like that. That is located in the manual. We've talked about it in other podcasts and everything like that. But get the manual. I can't stress enough to get the manual, to download the manual, read it, take a look at it, skim it. You know, I'm not saying read the whole thing on there, because one of the other key parts about using HRI side of things is setting the audio levels. Yes, there is actual way to set audio levels within the WiresX software that is needed in order for people to have it and have better audio. It's the only way I can describe it. People think it's just a lot of plug and play. Lots of times it's overmodulated or something like that on there. You can actually have great analog audio coming out of PDN going down there without issue. Lots of times people will complain that conversion to digital and analog and everything, it's just so horrible and stuff like that on there. That is not correct. If you set up your analog audio outputs correctly, you will not have a problem with it. So that's for today's episode, part one, Thursday, April 25th here, talking about the SCU57 kit. Tune into next week's podcast. We're going to go ahead and talk about the SCU58 kit. And that SCU58 kit is going to deal with the mobile radio operation for cabling now. Once again, the cabling for mobile PDN or mobile radios using the HRI mode. So until then, everybody from Yaesu USA, take care, stay safe, and we'll catch you on down the log.